This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. Shelburne Falls resident Joan Livingston has mashed up her actual profession with a measure of fiction and come up with her latest book. Livingston is editor-in-chief at the Greenfield Recorder newspaper and the author of Checking the Traps, a mystery set in a fictionalized Western Massachusetts community.
I like the quirkiness of Western Mass. I like that people care about each other, that they're really personally involved. I like country people an awful lot.
For the next installment in our summer fiction series, I asked Livingston to tell me about the origins of her mystery.
I think writers take what they know and have their way with it, and that's what I've done with this. I've set the book in the hill towns of Western Mass. I lived in Worthington for 25 years, which is a really small town. It's one of those one store, one stoplight, one church, one school type of a town, and I loved it there. And then we moved to New Mexico and lived in an unincorporated area in New Mexico for 11 years. And then 2 years ago, moved back to Western Mass, but to Shelburne Falls.
So we are at the Recorder, where you are an editor.
The
editor-in-chief. Journalism is not a foreign language to you. How important was it to you to create a character who is a former small-town reporter, now private investigator?
Isabel, there's a lot of me in Isabel, and there's a lot of me not in Isabel. So when I decided to write a mystery, I sat down, and it all just worked out that way. It wasn't something I planned. I'm going to write about a journalist that becomes a PI. So,
but you got there somehow.
Yes, I did. Well, it just made sense. You know, it made sense that she would use transferable skills from being a reporter or an editor as a PI. You ask questions. You look for sources. You know, in fact, the name of the book that you were talking about, Checking the Traps. When I was a reporter, I used to say, well, on Fridays, I would go check the traps, and I would go talk to school secretaries because they really knew what was going on, or I would go to a couple of general stores. I was only misled once. And then when I became an editor, I would tell my reporters, go check the traps, and then make sure you don't get caught in one.
Can you read a passage?
Let's see. Yeah, I'll start at the beginning. It's a chapter called The One-Armed Bartender. It's Friday night at the Rooster Bar and Grill, and I'm behind the bar taking care of business with my one good arm. The other is in a sling. A broken collarbone and a few badly bruised ribs are souvenirs from my second case, that and the satisfaction I nail the bastard who ran my car off the road. I'm right-handed, and luckily my injuries are on my left side. So it's a piece of cake, really, snapping the caps off buds with the opener mounted on the back of the counter. I only need one arm to reach for beers in the cooler and drop empties into the carton below. I'm not able to deliver food or clean tables, but then again, I have a very understanding boss. You remember Jack Smith, don't you? Besides, my getup is a conversation starter here at the town of Conwell's only drinking establishment. The Rooster's true blue regulars, of course, are all aware of what happened 2 weeks ago, but being nosy New Englanders, they prod me for details. They can't get enough of the story.
So in Checking the Traps, we're following a detective and a bartender and private investigator, Isabel, her elderly mother, who is her sidekick, through the mystery. And without spoiling the story, can you explain how you were able to generate so much poetry while writing this novel? Is that something you like doing too?
I started as a poet when I was in college, and I really couldn't sustain a thought in prose. And I fancied myself a poet, you know. And then I had a serious 25-year writer's block when I was raising six kids. And I put all my creative energy into them. And and then I got into journalism, and finally I started writing prose again. And so it was kind of fun to go back to being a poet. And it wasn't that hard. I don't know if I would write poetry again, but I didn't mind that one of my characters was going to do that. Well, actually, two of them.
Joan Livingston is the author of Checking the Traps, a mystery set in a quirky small town with two poets, a plagiarizer, and a death. For other books in our summer fiction series, go to nepr.net. This is New England Public Radio.